Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling.
Mr. Ebling, thank you so much for taking some time today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Shailen. Good morning.
Monday night at the school board meeting, not a whole lot in the way of official business. Again, just a lot of good discussions between yourself and the board, Roger DeWard and the board with some different business things. And I know one thing that was touched on were, again, some of your priorities as superintendent. And if you could, sort of touch on some of the bigger topics, some of the things that you would like to see accomplished in the near future.
A big part of what I have to do initially out of the gate is just kind of have the community and the system teachers and staff know who I am and kind of what I'm about. And some of that is just getting out and being visible and talking to people having them get to know me and me get to know them. So a lot of what I'm going to be working for is just kind of relationship building. We're really interested in developing more community partnerships with business and other industry in the community. That's important for us as well, but that means me getting out and knowing some of those business leaders and some of those community leaders in different ways. So that takes time to do that. I'll be working on that, of course, a lot this year. But we have other priorities, too. One of the other things that was right up the top of the list is a long-range facility plan. Pella is in a position where they've accomplished a lot of their facility needs over the last 10 years. But looking forward, we need to see, okay, what other pockets within the current facilities do we need to improve? What could that look like? What should that look like? And kind of getting that fully fleshed out this year, I think, is also important. It'll give us kind of a vision, you know, as we're allocating resources for different things and what we think needs to happen. So that's very important. The other priority that was right up at the top of the list was trying to develop board leadership. The board's been really solid for a long, long time, but now we have some turnover. And so we actually will have two new board members that will be elected this fall. We have two other board members that have served 2 years or less. So four out of the five board members will basically have 2 years or less experience. So the board will kind of be redefining itself, and that's a big thing. Joan Corbin will be our most veteran board member, and she has been on, I think, 7 or 8 years. So she's got some good experience, but the rest of them are fairly new, and I think when boards turn over, that's important to kind of redefine it and think about the leadership and what that board superintendent team should look like and how they kind of interact with the teachers in the district and all those things. So that's a big thing that we also want to work on this year and just make sure that we're kind of setting the forward vision for what the board should be doing at the board table.
And talking about this long-term plan, what do you see as a sort of a long-term plan? Are we talking, you know, 10, 20 years down the road? What does that sort of look like from this very early stage?
Right. Well, at least 10 years for sure. Sometimes it gets stretched beyond that. I know in the last 10-year plan that Pella had, many, many things were accomplished. And there's still a few things hanging from that plan that still need to get accomplished as well. But initially, kind of a 10-year look to say, you know, okay, by 2021, what would we want our facilities look like? Some of education could look very different. Some of it could look very much the same. We know things are changing, technology and things like that. So there's always the potential for things not to look exactly the same as they do now. You know, we still want our facilities to be well-maintained. You know, we don't have any plans to build something really big and elaborate, but at the same time, we know we have to have really good, solid facilities for our students, you know, for the foreseeable future. So that's just an important thing to look at, but I would say mostly 10 years out is what we're looking at.
Okay. And also, again, with sort of building relationships amongst the community and with this new board coming in, what do you see as sort of your role as it pertains to that the new development of a fresh board like that?
First of all, board members come in because they always are not sure what they don't know. There's things about school business that are just kind of odd, the way schools are financed, the way the funding works, basically how we have certain requirements of offer and teach that we have to meet. There's lots of rules and regulations that govern schools, and there's certain things that sometimes you'd like to do, but you can't do just because of the rules that govern it. So I think it's just kind of understanding kind of first of all, the role of the board member, what that is, understanding, you know, kind of some of the intricacies about school business that people look at and go, I'm not sure I totally understand that. And so as a board member, you kind of have more knowledge about the internal workings of the system, and that's important. So that's a big thing. And, you know, and along the way, of course, you develop a relationship and teamwork with them. You know that board members all have strengths. They all have interest areas that they're more interested in and areas they're less interested in. And so to some degree, you try to work off their strengths, the things that they are interested in, and have them work in areas that make sense for that. So those are some of the things. But when you have new board members, you're kind of, you know, trying to figure out, first of all, what that is, what are their strengths, mm-hmm. and then basically kind of develop a plan so that the board fully knows, okay, this board member, if we're talking about technology, might be more engaged with that. This board member, if we're talking about finance, might be more interested in that. This board member, if we're talking about curriculum, might be more interested in that. So those are all things that different board members bring different things. And that's what makes boards unique, because it's a collective group that are kind of all hopefully moving towards one goal.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Ebling.
Thanks.
Again, that was our guest, Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.